RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You can also listen to our broadcast every day on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz, and 11785 kHz. Or listen to audio on demand at en.voi.co.id.
Hello listeners, welcome back to our English program of our Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Today's edition will bring you first our news, followed by commentary, Today in History, Focus, Headline News and News in Brief.
Voice of Indonesia with the news.
Here is the news, first the headlines. Jakarta Anniversary Momentum for City Development. Indonesian President Joko Widodo orders ministries to purchase domestically produced ships. Indonesian President told to reshuffle cabinet cautiously. Now the news in detail. The celebration of the 488th Jakarta's anniversary should be a momentum for its better development. It was stated by Jakarta Governor Basuki Cahayapurnama after attending the anniversary celebration Monday at the National Monument, Jakarta. According to Basuki, besides becoming a neat city, Jakarta should also be developed into a more humane capital by establishing family public space.
Jakarta harus jadi kota modern, tapi harus tertata rapi.
Jakarta should become a modern city, neat and more humane. We do not want to hear any idioms mention that the capital is more cruel than a stepmother. Even a stepmother can be kind. That is our concept. There will be a child-friendly integrated public space where family can gather and share their problems. Jakarta's 488th anniversary at the National Monument was attended by several officials, namely Jakarta Governor Basuki Cahayapurnama, Vice Governor Jarod Saiful Hidayat, Head of Regional Police Department Inspector General Tito Karniawan, and Jakarta Military Commander Mayor General Agus Sutomo. Moreover, the Jakarta anniversary celebration was also attended by Chairman of Jakarta Legislative Council Prasetyo Edi Marsudi. Indonesian President Joko Widodo ordered all ministries related to the sea toll scheme to purchase homemade ships, including ships made in Batam, which had many shipyards capable to build various types of ships. The President hoped all will purchase homemade products. This includes state-owned oil firm Pertamina and others which need tankers. There is no need to buy ones from other countries, President Jokowi said after holding a dialogue with ship manufacturers in Kabil, Batam on Sunday. He said that he was impressed when he visited South Korea and Seoul shipyard there, which he viewed to be very advanced. However, after visiting Batam shipyard, the President was convinced that industries at home were already able to build different types of ships to meet the need at home. A member of the Indonesian Democratic Party of Struggle, PDIP, in the House of Representatives, Indra Simatupang, has asked Indonesian President Joko Widodo not to be reckless in executing a cabinet reshuffle. According to Indra, any reshuffling has to be based on an evaluation of an individual's performance and should not be affected by survey result, Indra said on Sunday evening, escorted by Kompas.com. Indra made the remark in response to survey result from the Indonesian Public Opinion and Discussion Group or Kedai Kopi carried out from May 26 to June 6, 2015. The study, which surveyed 250 professionals employed in the Sudirman, Tamrin, and Rasuna Said districts, named several ministers who were ripe to be reshuffled as a result of their poor performances thus far. Included on this list of slacking ministers is Coordinating Human Development and Culture Minister Puan Maharani, Coordinating Economic Minister Sofian Jalil, Trade Minister Rahmat Gobel, Coordinating Political, Legal and Security Affairs Minister Tejo Edi Purdiatno, and Law and Human Rights Minister Yasona Lauli. Indra said the survey result had limitation because they did not represent people's aspiration. Finance Minister Bambang Brojonegoro said that the village funds allocated for 2015 amounting to 20.7 billion rupiah can maximally be absorbed at the end of the year. The finance minister said in Manado on Sunday in the first stage, the central government has transferred 90% of the funds to 74,000 villages in Indonesia. Minister Brojonegoro was visiting Lola, Bolaang Mongondo district, North Sulawesi, to popularize the village fund policy. The minister said the problem is how to use the funds once they are already transferred to villages' accounts. The delay in the absorption of the funds can be caused by the fact that villages have to draft village budgets and projects that they will finance. Therefore, the minister added, the Ministry of Home Affairs will organize technical training for village apparatuses in an effort to increase the capacity of village heads and financial managers. The technical training will focus on how to manage village funds well and to account for their usage in accordance with the law. The National Commission for Child Protection, or Komnas PA, has said it would build a monument in memory of Angeline Margaret Magawi, an 8-year-old girl found murdered and buried in the backyard of her family's house in Bali, to help prevent such violence occurring again in the future. Komnas PA Chair Aris Merdeka Sirait said, escorted by Kompas.com in Denpasar over the weekend. Aris said, Angeline was an icon of the struggle against violence against children, adding that the Bali administration and Denpasar mayor, Rai Dharma Wijaya Mantra, had warmly welcomed the commission's plan to build a monument to the girl. Both the commission and local authorities were currently searching for the best location for the monument. On Saturday, the Bali Local Sons Forum, supported by Komnas PA and Mayor Dharma Wijaya, declared an anti-violence against children movement during an event held in front of Angeline's family's house on Jalan Sedap Malam in Denpasar, Bali. This news comes to you from RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. An Indonesian court on Monday denied the final appeal of a French national facing execution for drug offenses. The administrative court in Jakarta said it could not overturn a presidential rejection of clemency for Serge Atlaoui, citing a lack of judicial authority. His case has drawn national attention in France, which vigorously opposes the death penalty. Indonesia takes a hardline stance against drug crimes and resumed executions in 2013. Presiding Judge Ujang Abdullah said, the court has no capacity to rule on the case since granting clemency is the prerogative right of the president. Abdullah said the president's right to grant clemency is granted by the Constitution, while the authority of administrative court is just to judge on decrees issued by administrative officials. The Frenchman was arrested in 2005 for alleged involvement in an ecstasy factory on the outskirts of Jakarta. In April, Indonesia executed 8 people convicted of drug trafficking, straining relations with Australia and Brazil, whose citizens were among those shot by a firing squad. The last item, the newly launched Maritime Outlet Pilot Project, which will involve the use of MV Gunung Dempo, is expected to reduce price disparity by 13.5% in the eastern and Ostermoors regions, Trade Minister Rahmat Gobel said. Minister Gobel moreover stated over the weekend the Maritime Outlet Pilot Project was implemented with the cooperation of the Transportation Ministry to deliver basic necessities to eastern Indonesia to bring down the price disparity. The project is a realization of the government's Sea Toll Program and is aimed at narrowing the price disparity between the western and eastern part of Indonesia. To be located aboard vessel MV Gunung Dempo, the outlets will serve the Jakarta-Jayapura stretch via Serui in Japan Islands District, Papua Province. It will carry 11 containers of staple food such as rice, sugar, wheat flour, chicken meat, egg, and cooking oil. Minister Gobel explained ahead of the implementation of the ASEAN Economic Community, the government and everyone else must do their best to improve efficiency and productivity as well as maintain the quality of Indonesian products. To end the news, here are the headlines once again. Jakarta anniversary momentum for city development. Indonesian President Joko Widodo orders ministries to purchase domestically produced ships. Indonesian President talked to the reshuffle cabinet cautiously. That was the news.
Dear listener, wherever you are, welcome to our today's commentary entitled Jakarta's Effort to Reduce Traffic Congestion. Jakarta's Special Capital Region, today, June 22, 2015, is celebrating its 488th anniversary. As with previous years, a series of events are being held to celebrate it. This year's commemoration is really special for Basuki Cahayapurnama or Ahok, because this is the first time he is celebrating the birthday of Jakarta as a governor. The theme of this year's anniversary is Modern, Creative, and Cultured Jakarta, and it is the duty of Governor Basuki Cahayapurnama to realize it. In the past, when Joko Widodo still served as governor, after several years of absence, Jakarta again held Malam Muda Mudi or Youth Celebration. People then enjoyed a feast in the evening on June 22nd, featuring various entertainment stages in the center of Jakarta, Hotel Indonesia, roundabout, and surrounding areas. This year, the joy had to be cancelled. One reason is because it coincided with Ramadan fasting month when Muslims, the majority of the population, generally conduct Tarawih prayer in the evening. Aside from that, the location of the event is tangent to the construction site of the Mass Rapid Transit MRT project. Development of mass transportation has become one of Governor Basuki Cahayapurnama's focuses. Many efforts have been made in order to meet the groundbreaking target set before August 17, 2015. Basuki Cahayapurnama or Ahok, as he is familiarly called, has received a courtesy call from Deputy Minister of Transport of Japan, who was accompanied by a delegation from the Japanese Embassy in Jakarta to discuss the development of mass rapid transit project. Related to this, Jakarta provincial government has received a grant in the form of land and buildings from the Police Education Institute. The donated land area is about 1.2 hectares. To increase Transjakarta public transport using the busway, coinciding with the birthday of the city, Basuki Cahayapurnama also launched 22 units of Transjakarta new buses made in Sweden. Efforts to increase facilities and transport infrastructure are still being carried out by the Jakarta government. This is to reduce the amount of congestion, which has been a public complaint. According to Three List, quoted last April, Jakarta ranked first in city with the densest traffic of the 77 other countries included in the survey. It is based on TomTom, an application for navigation used to see how many vehicles stop and go in the roads per kilometer. The number of stop and go is then multiplied by the average mileage of countries surveyed. The average vehicle in Jakarta will experience congestion 33,240 times per year. This means that drivers of vehicles in Jakarta, on average, will experience a stop and go by more than 33,000 times in 1 year. Efforts made by the government are expected to reduce poor rating of traffic in Jakarta. Of course, the main goal is not merely the rating, but to give comfort to the people through the traffic. Not only for city dwellers, whose number reach approximately 10 million, but also for the foreign tourists. Hopefully, the traffic problem will not become an obstacle to visit the modern Jakarta and enjoy a variety of culture and creativity. Happy birthday, Jakarta!
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You're still with us, RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia, on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz, and 11785 kHz for English program. You can also listen to our broadcast on internet at en.voi.co.id.
Today in history. A compilation of several important events happened on this date in the past.
Listener, meet again with me, Ani Hasana, in our regular Today in History over RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. We start from an event on June 22, 1958, when Jakarta was established. Jakarta anniversary is celebrated every June 22nd. The idea of determining June 22nd as the anniversary of Jakarta was firstly proposed by Sudiro, Jakarta mayor for 1953 until 1958 periods, referring to a script entitled From Jakarta to Jakarta. He assumed that June 22, 1527 is the closest date when Jayakarta city was built by Fatahila, a hero who successfully captured Sunda Kelapa, the old name of Jakarta from Portuguese. Then the script was handed over by Sudiro to Jakarta Interim Representative Council, which then decided June 22, 1527 as the establishment date of Jakarta. Since then, on every June 22nd, Jakarta Regional People's Representative Assembly holds a session as a tradition to celebrate the establishment of Jakarta. And the next event was in 1941 when Operation Barbarossa started. Operation Barbarossa was the code name from Nazi Germany's invasion of the Soviet Union during World War II, which began on June 22, 1941. Over the course of the operation, about 4 million soldiers of the Axis powers invaded Soviet Russia along a 2,900-kilometer front, the largest invasion force in the history of warfare. In addition to troops, the Germans employed some 600,000 motor vehicles and between 600,000 to 700,000 horses. The operation was driven by Adolf Hitler's ideological desire to conquer the Soviet territories as outlined in his 1925 manifesto Mein Kampf or My Struggle. It marked the beginning of the rapid escalation of the war, both geographically and in the formation of the Allied coalition. And the last event was in 1945 when the Jakarta Charter was drafted. The Jakarta Charter was the result of a compromise between Indonesian nationalists and Muslims about the foundations of a future Indonesian state prepared by a Committee of Nine or Panitia Sembilan and approved on June 22, 1945. The Committee of Nine was created by the Committee for the Investigation of the Independence of Indonesia Preparedness Efforts, founded on April 29, 1945 by Lieutenant General Keimikachi Harada, commander of the Japanese 16th Army in Java. The charter was signed by Jakarta Soekarno-Hatta, Alexander Andris Maramis, Abikusno Cokro Suyoso, Abdul Kahar Muzakir, Agus Salim, Ahmad Subarjo, Wahid Muhammad Yamin, and Hashim. Upon validation of the Constitution 18 August 1945 by the Preparatory Committee for Indonesian Independence, founded on August 7, 1945. And listener, that was Today in History.
Today in History, a compilation of several important events happened on this date in the past.
This is Radio World Service Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta with Focus. For today's edition, it's on Indonesia and the world refugee problem. Stay tuned in www.voi.co.id.
Focus, daily news and events.
The United Nations General Assembly, in Resolution 55/76, decided that from 2001, 20th June, would be celebrated as World Refugee Day. In this resolution, the General Assembly noted that the 2001 marked the 50th anniversary of the 1951 Convention relating to the status of refugees. African Refugee Day, meanwhile, had been formally celebrated in several countries prior to 2000. The United Nations noted that the Organization of African Unity, or OAU, had agreed to have International Refugee Day coincide with the Africa Refugee Day on June 20th. World Refugee Day is celebrated to raise awareness about the world refugee situations worldwide. It tries to remind the citizens of the world to reduce the pain of violence in various regions, which is the main reason people migrate. Speaking about refugees, in 2015, a lot of sad events happened to many people in the world associated with displacement. Like the displaced people from Syria who mostly fled to Turkey. Other example is Rohingya and Bangladeshi refugees who were forced out of the country of their origin and dispersed to many countries including Indonesia. There are many factors that cause the people to become refugees. Natural disaster, war and prolonged conflict are often the main cause of the growing number of refugees in the world. The problems of refugees has become an international issue not only because there are problems in the country of origin but also in the countries that are accommodating the displaced people. Representative of the UNHCR Indonesia, Thomas Vargas, told RRI World Service on Saturday, 20th of June, that there are currently about 59.5 million people worldwide who have been displaced from various countries such as Iraq, Syria, South Sudan, and Afghanistan. According to Thomas Vargas, for Syria alone, there are about 6 million people who were forced out of the country as refugees. They fled towards the nearest state and would give effect to the destination country. To that end, UNHCR as a UN agency will provide protection and assistance for refugees whose number has no more than doubled worldwide, including the Rohingya refugees and those from Bangladesh who currently residing in Aceh, Indonesia. Meanwhile, Chairman of the National Committee of Solidarity for Rohingya, or KNSR, Diki Saputra, recently said the Rohingya refugees who currently are sheltered in Aceh province have gained sympathy from various humanitarian agencies who donated adequate housing and other infrastructure.
KNSR dan ACT sedang menyiapkan tempat tinggal layak huni bagi saudara-saudara kita.
KNSR, the National Committee of Solidarity for Rohingya, and ACT, or Action Rapid Response, are preparing adequate shelters for our Rohingya brothers in the village of Blang Ado, Kota Makmur Sub-District, North Aceh District. Alhamdulillah, the shelters and support facilities are now 50% ready. It is planned that our Rohingya brothers can move to the shelter
around the middle of Ramadan. Each shelter will be occupied by one family. We prioritize a family with a father, a mother, and children. Then there are also only fathers and mothers with children, or children with only brothers or sisters, and there are also many orphans.
Tinggal tidak di seperti di barak digabung ya seperti itu. Dan di shelter ini juga kita membangun sarana ada sekolah, ruang bermain, masjidnya.
So we'll place them in accordance to their respective families to be more comfortable, unlike the barracks where they cramped together. And at the shelter, we are also gonna build a school, playroom, and mosque. According to Diki Saputra, KNSR and ACT are handling 332 Rohingya refugees. He said they also conducted development activities for local communities around the shelter, like training in how to raise cattle such as cows and goats. It aims to prevent social jealousy between the local community and Rohingya refugees. That was Focus of RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
Listener, coming up next, here are headlines taken from several dailies published in Jakarta Today, June 22, 2015. We start from Kompas Daily. In its headlines, the daily rights integrated area will be realized. This year, in its 488th anniversary, Jakarta has made a breakthrough to face problems in population, lack of decent housing, and traffic congestion. Jakarta seriously realizes the construction of integrated area that has long been planned in Kampung Bandan, North Jakarta, and Manggarai in South Jakarta. This plan can reduce slum areas in Jakarta as well as improve public transportation infrastructure. However, Jakarta should learn from the failure of similar models that had been applied in Kalibata, South Jakarta. Meanwhile, Republika newspaper writes, a set of Mahakam Block recalculated. The government has done valuation on Mahakam Block asset after handing over decision on majority of management rights to PT Pertamina Persero. The state-owned oil company will begin managing the Mahakam Block on January 1, 2018. Minister of State-Owned Enterprises Rini Sumarno stated, valuation or asset counting of Mahakam Block is currently conducted with SKK Migas and the Directorate General of Oil and Gas Ministry of Energy and Mineral Resources, ESDM. Pertamina must issue $2.5 billion per year or equivalent to 32.5 trillion rupiah to fund management over the Mahakam Block. Rini believes Pertamina is able to fund it. Media Indonesia newspaper, meanwhile, writes improved bureaucracy in the port. Lax permit of goods out of the port and the lack of coordination of government agencies are considered to become a source of slow unloading until the exit of goods from the port or the dwelling time at the port of Tanjung Priok, Jakarta. It was announced by Director of PT Pelabuhan Indonesia or Pelindo II, R.J. Lino, when contacted on Friday, June the 19th. Lino admitted that he had conveyed to President Joko Widodo. Furthermore, Lino said to shorten the dwelling time, Pelindo II, since last year, already set up the System Information and Communication Technology, ICT. Its function is accelerating permit goods at the port online. Associated with short dwelling time, Lamong Gulf Harbor, East Java, could serve as the example. The average time needed for loading and unloading up to outgoing goods only 2 days. And we end today's headline from Business Indonesia Daily, which writes, lending of the second semester of 2015, the bank tends to be conservative. A number of national banks revised down the credit growth target for the second semester of 2015, while other banks remain optimistic and do not panic on the slowing economy. Some banks that rearranged the second half of performance targets based on the fears of the pressure from the demand side of credit, liquidity issues, and collectability is deteriorating, while banks are optimistic that the performance of the economy will improve in the second half so as not to revise the target. And listener, that was headlines from several dailies published in Jakarta Today. Thanks for listening.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia with news in brief. The celebration of the 488th Jakarta's anniversary should be a momentum for its better development. It was stated by Jakarta Governor Basuki Cahayapurnama after attending the anniversary celebration Monday at the National Monument, Jakarta. Indonesian President Joko Widodo ordered all ministries related to the sea toll scheme to purchase homemade ships, including ships made in Batam, which had many shipyards capable to build various types of ships. The President hoped all will purchase homemade products. A member of the Indonesian Democratic Party of Struggle, PDIP, in the House of Representatives, Indra Simatupang, has asked Indonesian President Joko Widodo not to be reckless in executing a cabinet reshuffle. Finance Minister Bambang Brojonegoro said that the village funds allocated for 2015 amounting to 20.7 trillion rupiah can maximally be absorbed at the end of the year. The National Commission for Child Protection, Komnas PA, has said it will build a monument in memory of Angeline Margaret Megawi, an 8-year-old girl found murdered and buried in the backyard of her family's house in Bali, to help prevent such violence occurring again in the future. An Indonesian court on Monday denied the financial appeal of a French national facing execution for drug offenses. The French national case has drawn national attention in France, which vigorously opposes the death penalty. The newly launched maritime outlet pilot project, which will involve the use of MV Gunung Dembo, is expected to reduce price disparity by 13.5% in the eastern and outermost regions, Trade Minister Rahmat Gobel said. That was news in brief.
This is Indonesia. Here is Indonesia. This is Indonesia. You will be delighted to see the beauty of Indonesia for free by taking part in Wonderful Indonesia Quiz 2015. Answer the following questions. 1. When and where was the independence of Indonesia proclaimed? 2. Who read the proclamation text of Indonesia's independence on the radio for the first time? A. Yusuf Ronodipuro. B. Abdul Rahman Saleh. 3. When is RRI's anniversary? 4. Mention three tourism places in Indonesia that you want to visit and give the reasons. 5. How do you listen to RRI World Service programs and give the reasons? 6. What programs do you like most? 7. What are your suggestions for Voice of Indonesia's programs? 8. What is your opinion about the website of Voice of Indonesia? Send your answer along with your brief bio data as well as copy of your passport or passport number and its expired date to voiquiz2015@gmail.com. voiquiz2015@gmail.com before August 11, 2015. You may be the lucky one to get the main prize, which is coming to Indonesia.
We'll continue our segment with Indonesian Wonder and Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia. And to conclude our program for today, we'll present to you our daily segment, Music Corner. That was our program summary for today. This is Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Stand by now for the news.
Let's listen to various information of Indonesian arts and culture in a daily segment of Indonesian Wonder.
Hello listeners, it's a pleasure to meet you again in Indonesian Wonder, a daily segment featuring tourism, culinary, arts, and culture from various regions across Indonesia. Listeners, June 22nd is celebrated as the 488th anniversary of Jakarta. In conjunction with the day, in today's edition, we'll introduce you to the Jokek dance from Betawi or Jakarta. Stay tuned. Listeners, Betawi is one of the tribes which live in Jakarta. People say this is the native tribe of Jakarta, but actually, the Betawi tribe consists of some ethnic group that joined together in one region and formed their own culture, namely Betawi culture. They are descendants from various tribes invited by the Dutch to come to Batavia, which is now Jakarta, so that actually they are relatively newcomers in Jakarta. These ethnic groups have created a combination of various ethnic groups, such as Sundanese, Javanese, Arabians, Chinese, Malayans, and also Portuguese. Because of that, it is no wonder that there are disparate elements of various ethnic groups in Betawi art and culture. Chinese culture appears in Jokek dance, one of Betawi arts. This dance was brought by a Chinese trader, Tan Siokek in Teluk Naga, Tangerang, in an area located in the west part of Jakarta in the 19th century. The trader brought a two-string tambourine which was collaborated with the local instruments such as flute, kumpul or small gongs, gong, kecrek and a kind of percussion, and kendang or drum. The music, which is a combination of arts from the mainland China and Tangerang, is called Gambang Kromong. In the past, Jokek dance was performed by three women, but now Jokek dance is often performed by at least five female dancers and some men as musicians. The dancers wear kebaya, an Indonesian traditional long-sleeve blouse made from silk of various colors such as green, red, yellow, and also purple, and have their hair braided or bun. Listener, the feature of Jokek dance is seen in the dancer's slow movement that is easy to follow. This dance is started by a long formation when one dancer and the other dancers stand side by side. After that, the dancer's feet are moved forward and backward, followed by the arms of spanning as high as the shoulders. The arm span is adjusted to the movement of the feet. This movement is continued by inviting audience to dance together. The dance invites the audience by draping a shawl on the person from the audience's neck. The dancer attracts the participant to move to the front. When dancing, they perform funny movements such as holding their chin, holding the ears, holding the shoulder, and even pointing the nose. The humorous movements are performed while rocking their hips and gradually lowering themselves to the ground. Listener, Jokek actually derived from the Chinese language, namely Chukin, meaning the shawl which length is less than 1 meter long and is used by the dancer to invite her partner, There are also people who interpret Chokek as a singer who is also a dancer, and usually Chokek is performed at an event to enliven a party. Today, Chokek is rarely performed in areas where many Betawi people live, even in Jakarta. But we still find Chokek dance in Benteng Tangerang, when people hold a party. When the Chokek dance is performed in a wedding party, usually the dancer invites the groom to dance. And if it is performed to welcome guests, usually the honored guest is invited to dance. Well, listeners, that was Indonesian Wonder for today, featuring Chokek dance from Betawi or Jakarta. We meet again tomorrow with another topic. Thank you for listening and sampai jumpa.
Speak Bahasa Indonesia easily and correctly. We present to you Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia.
Hello listener, wherever you are, welcome back to Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, a segment which invites you to learn Bahasa Indonesia. Today we feature a topic entitled Membeli Oleh-oleh, which in English means buying souvenirs. Stay tuned. As usual, I will introduce you to the vocabulary and expression that related to today's topic of conversation. I'll say the sentence twice loudly, and you can repeat after me. Hari Selasa. Hari Selasa, which means Tuesday. Seminar. Seminar, which means seminar. Sekarang. Sekarang, which means now. Membeli, membeli, which means to buy. Souvenir, souvenir, which means souvenir. Kemeja batik, which means batik shirt. Dasi batik, which means batik tie. Kaos batik, which means batik t-shirt. Laki-laki, laki-laki, which means man. Tas batik, which means batik bag. Taplak meja batik, which means batik tablecloth. Perempuan, perempuan, which means woman. Membawa, membawa, which means to bring. Gantungan kunci, gantungan kunci, which means keychain. Terlalu banyak, which means too much. Kelebihan berat, which means overweight. Kopi, kopi, which means coffee. Khas, which means typical.
Dear listener, now we give you an example of conversation entitled Membeli oleh-oleh, or in English means buying souvenirs. The conversation is between A. Erna and B. Nova. A. Erna. Hari Selasa, saya mau ke Beijing. Hari Selasa, saya mau ke Beijing. Which means, on Tuesday, I will go to Beijing. Saya akan mengikuti seminar di sana. Saya akan mengikuti seminar di sana. Which means, I will attend a seminar there. Sekarang, saya mau pergi membeli souvenir. Sekarang, saya mau pergi membeli souvenir. Which means, I want to buy souvenirs. B. Nova, kamu mau membawa souvenir apa dari Jakarta? Kamu mau membawa souvenir apa dari Jakarta? Which means, what souvenirs do you want to bring from Jakarta? A. Erna, saya mau membeli kemeja batik, dasi batik, dan kaos batik untuk laki-laki. Saya mau membeli kemeja batik, dasi batik, dan kaos batik untuk laki-laki. Which means, I want to buy batik shirt, batik tie, and batik t-shirt for men. Tas batik dan taplak meja batik untuk perempuan. Tas batik dan taplak meja batik untuk perempuan. Which means, batik bag and table clothes for women. Saya juga mau membawa gantungan kunci dan kopi khas Indonesia. Which means, I also want to bring keychains and Indonesian typical coffee. B. Nova, kamu sebaiknya jangan membawa barang terlalu banyak. Kamu sebaiknya jangan membawa barang terlalu banyak. Which means, you should not bring too much items. Supaya tidak kelebihan berat. Supaya tidak kelebihan berat. Which means, in order to not have overweight baggage. That was today's Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia. Hopefully, it can be useful for those of you who want to know more about Bahasa Indonesia. We'll see you again with a different topic. Thanks for your attention. See you and sampai jumpa. Music Corner, presenting various kinds of Indonesian music and songs from the Voice of Indonesia.
Hello, listener. Welcome back to Music Corner, a special segment which introduces you to Indonesian music, both traditional and modern ones. To celebrate the 488th anniversary of Jakarta, in today's edition, I present several Betawi Keranjang songs. Well, listener, let's listen to the song entitled Kicir Kicir by Sumiati. Here is the song. This song is not only popular in Jakarta, but also known in other parts of Indonesia. This song is often sung at official occasions in municipalities and national level. Although it is not known for certain the name of its composer, but the popularity of this song is now last. The lyrics of regional songs usually depart from the philosophy of life that thrive in the community. Whatever the reason, most people are singing to entertain themselves. Likewise, with this Kecer Kecer song, the lyrics of the song was written by adapting the style of the poem, which is rooted in the customs and culture of Betawi people. Well, listener, let's listen to the next song entitled Bandar Jakarta by Toto Salmon. Happy listening. Bandar Jakarta is a song that tells the beauty of one side of Jakarta City, the coastal areas in Jakarta Bay. thousand islands and fishermen started fishing activities become a beautiful scenery to be missed at dusk ahead. Jakarta, with all its beauty, is always able to attract a lot of people from various regions in Indonesia to stay and settle in the city. However, residents of Jakarta can live peacefully. Well, listener, to conclude our musical program for today, let's listen to the last two songs entitled Pasar Gambir by Rita Jahara and Gado Gado Jakarta by Sri Widadi. Here are the songs.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You can listen to our broadcast every day on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz and 11785 kHz for English program, or listen to audio on demand at en.voi.co.id. Send your criticism and suggestions to en.voi.co.id or send your letter to Voice of Indonesia, RRI World Service, Jalan Medan Merdeka Barat, No. 4 and 5, Jakarta, or P.O. Box 1157, Jakarta 10011, Indonesia. And join us on Facebook, Voice of Indonesia, and Twitter, VoI Indonesia.